This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com, and I wanted to say a few things about the health care bill that was passed on Sunday. This was obviously a monumental event which could permanently alter the course of this country, but something that almost no one is mentioning is the fact that even though the Vatican II so-called bishops in the United States, the Novus Ordo bishops, came out and denounced the bill because it allows for government funding of abortions, and they said that people should not vote for it. They are in fact responsible for its passing. And there are a number of reasons for that, and I want to get into those. The most obvious is that the bill passed by only 3 votes, and those who followed this in the news know that the bill would have failed if it were not for a block of about 6 or so so-called pro-life Democrats who were linked up with Bart Stupak. They originally said that they would not vote for this bill because the language on abortion, according to them, was unacceptable because it opened the door or allowed for the government funding of abortions. And so they declared that unless the language is changed on abortion, they will not vote for it. However, as the pressure was applied by the evil members of Congress, the people pushing for this health care bill, these pathetic so-called pro-life Democrats caved and eventually wound up voting for the bill and tried to use as a cover the fact that they said, well, Obama agreed to sign an executive order guaranteeing that no government funds or public funds would be used for abortion. And as experts point out, this executive order is basically worthless. He can overturn it at any time. It does not trump the rule of law that is going to be set forth in the bill itself. So it was basically a pathetic attempt to hide his compromise. But what's so relevant and interesting about this is the fact that Bart Stupak, the leader of this group that could have stopped the bill and in fact wound up enabling it to pass, claims to be a Catholic. And from what I've read and heard, he claims to be an observant so-called Catholic. And this really fits into the point that I want to make, which is that the U.S. so-called bishops of the Vatican II sect are responsible for this bill passing and the government funding of abortion and all of these other evils, because even though they said people shouldn't vote for it, they do not excommunicate the people who publicly support abortion. It's not good enough to just say you should not vote for it. No, if they're convinced that it supports abortion, which they were, and I'm going to read what they said. This was the analysis of the United States Conference of So-Called Catholic Bishops, and this is on their website. It said, quote, "The Senate bill extends abortion coverage, allows federal funds to pay for elective abortions," end quote. And so if they're convinced of that, which they are, and obviously Stupak was convinced that it enables public funds to be used for abortion, then they have to make it clear that, no, you not only should not vote for it, if you vote for it, you commit mortal sin and are ipso facto excommunicated. Okay? If they would have done that, as that was their duty to do, then I don't think he would have voted for it. And so by their weakness, by their omission, they are responsible. They passed it. In this regard, I want to make a point that is very important, which is that heresy can be manifested not only by word and deed, but also sometimes by omission. And this truth was illustrated during the Arian crisis, when the Council of Nicaea in 325 defined the truth about the Trinity. There was a famous bishop, Eusebius of Nicomedia. He signed the Council of Nicaea's profession of Trinitarian dogma, but he refused to condemn the Arians who denied the dogma. And so even though he signed the true statement of belief, the fact that he refused to condemn the Arians and gave, quote, hospitality to them, he was banished with the Arian heretics. And so it's not sufficient to just profess the truth. If you accept in your communion those who deny the truth, you deny the truth. That's exactly the case with the abortion issue and the Vatican II apostate bishops. They claim not to believe in it, but they accept within their communion people who reject it. Therefore, they deny it. And on this point, it's very interesting that when this debate was brewing last week, a group of nuns inside the Vatican II sect sent a letter to Congress which encouraged them to pass the health care bill, and it directly contradicted the official position of the so-called bishops. And the liberals were quoting this letter, and in fact, the White House Press Secretary Gibbs said that this letter was influential in changing a number of votes from no to yes on health care. And in response to this letter, which publicly contradicted the bishops, they simply came out and contradicted the nuns back. But there were no consequences. They didn't do anything about it. And in fact, the apostate Archbishop Chaput of Denver, he described this public contradiction as an undermining of the, quote, bishop's authority, as basically regrettable and disappointing, but he's not going to do anything about it. And in fact, it's the same, quote, Archbishop Chaput, who is considered very conservative in the Vatican II sect, who refused to deny pro-abortion politicians, quote, communion, proving that it's just a matter of opinion in their sect. They can contradict the official position of the so-called bishops on a matter they claim to be binding and of faith, and nothing will happen. They will remain in, quote, good standing. It makes no difference. It's also worth mentioning that the person leading the charge for this health care bill outside of Obama was Nancy Pelosi, a self-described, quote, Catholic, who flaunts her claim to be Catholic, puts it right in the face of the apostate church, even publicly mentioning how she prays to St. Joseph as if she's devoted. This woman who couldn't be more liberal, who almost couldn't be more pro-abortion, who is a total abomination. And the fact that she hasn't been excommunicated is an outrage beyond words. They do nothing year after year. And then you have Biden, Joe Biden, the vice president, who's also pro-abortion, describing himself as an, quote, Irish Catholic, and saying that he's the first, quote, Irish Catholic vice president. So he again puts it right in their face, and they do nothing. They are pro-abortion. And this is the only issue, besides maybe stem cell research, that they even get involved with. And they still enable evils to occur because they accept pro-abortionists as part of their sect. And so they pass this bill. And this is another point I wanted to mention. This world and the course of this world is directed by God and what He allows and the forces of grace and sin. And so I find it very interesting that this huge, monumental, momentous bill and this vote, which was so close, came down to two things. It came down to the abortion issue, and it came down to a man who claims to be a member of the true church, a man who claims to be Catholic. I don't think that's an accident. I think it's God's way of showing that this is really what matters in the world. This is what turns the course of countries and nations, and so I think that he had it arranged or enabled it so that it would come down to a compromised false Catholic, and it would highlight the weakness of the apostate sect and also the profound importance of the abortion issue, so that we're being plunged into this socialistic type of system where the IRS can check people's paychecks under this new bill every 2 weeks, and if it considers that you don't have an, quote, acceptable level of health care, it can seize your bank accounts and so forth, that this is basically the punishment for the sins and the apostasy and all of it. Another point I wanted to mention is that this apostate Bart Stupak, who will almost certainly continue to claim to be Catholic, continue to receive, quote, communion, nothing will happen, no consequences, further proving the point. He mentioned when he was, quote, standing strong against this bill, he was getting praised and heaped with congratulations, as if he's some hero. And he's saying that it's been a, quote, living hell, because he's suffering so much pressure from these wicked individuals. And he thinks that he was just standing strong. And no, he needs to realize that if you vote for it, you go to hell. It's not as if you are getting extra credit, or you're so great for not voting for a bill which provides public funding of abortion. And so he needed to be told, no, it's this simple. You vote for it, you go to hell. Enough of how much pressure you're under. We need more fear of God and less concern for what men think. In the description for this video, we have linked up an article from our book which covers some of the issues which are discussed in this video.